everybody. Welcome to my world. How's your world doing? Any better than mine? Whoa, a lot of stuff is going on. Trust me. It's been crazy. You know, I see a lot of stuff in the news and I start looking around and trying to see what's going on all over the world and see what's going on around my neck of the woods here in Western Ohio. And it's kind of interesting. And you meet a lot of interesting people along the way. And tonight we're going to talk about one of them that I personally met a couple of times. And I knew one of his music directors on his program at WLW Radio in Cincinnati. But before we do that, you know, we always have to do a disclaimer, because if we don't do the disclaimer, the powers that be are not going to be nice tonight, okay? Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. I think I can breathe now. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, chill out. Did you bring your beverage and snacks? Are you comfortable? Are your pets begging you for extra food? Well, we're going to have a good show tonight, and I've got some interesting things to talk about. And we've got some kind of like health advisories, too. So we want to get into that. Oh, hey, tell your friends about us, because we're live every Wednesday night right here on the Trim Radio Network at 8 p.m. And I have a lot of stuff. You bet it. Yeah. Jerry's in the room. How are you doing, Jerry? And you're not fictional. I know that. I know you all too well. It's the stories that could be fictional. Jerry's always in the room, and I really appreciate him stopping in. Oh, some of the stuff. Wow. If we wanted to talk about when we were in high school, I imagine we could really take up a couple of different shows doing it, but we don't have time to do that right now. Oh, my God. Well, anyhow, we have to do some shout-outs, and a big shout-out is always going to be to a couple of different places, because if I don't give them a shout-out, hey, they feel slighted, and so I need to do that. And with that, you know, I always have to hit buttons. This program we've got, hitting buttons is something else. Wow. Trim Radio. Check us out. You know, I talk about Trim Radio every show. Why? It's a neat place, and you can join us. You can do your own show. I mean, even Jerry could do his own show. All you have to do is let us know. And to do that, you go over here to say, hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Click on the red button. It used to be blue, now it's red. And you put in your name, your phone number, including the area code, and you put in your message. Like, hi, I want to do a show on Trim Radio. And my show is about yada, yada, yada. And here's my email address. And here's my cell phone number. Call me. Or I want to advertise on your shows. Here is my email. Here's my phone number. You know, your fax number. Call me. Okay. Somebody's going to call you. They really are. We've got some really good people. And, you know, you take a look at the leadership here. I always have to talk about the leadership. I really do. Let's see if we get those four little square boxes popping up here. There they are. We're going to have to speed those up. But the main criminals here, and we're not criminals, I'm just kidding. We have Michael Bejas, who is the founder and CEO of the company. And Michael's a fantastic person. I've known him for years. And I'll tell you what, he's a fantastic computer builder. Yeah, he built my tower. And it was top of the line, and hey, it still works too. But a big pat on the back to Michael Bejas. And we have Ruscala Stefan. He's the chief operating officer, and I'll tell you what, he's a computer whiz. And he's working with me on a little project, and he has a show of course, every Saturday night. It's a 3-hour show. And, you know, I listen to it. Sometimes I'm on it. You never know. You really don't. Of course, who's this guy here with no hair? Oh, it's me. Chief Relations Officer, whatever that is. I don't know about Relationship Officer. But anyhow, that's supposedly my title, and I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. And we do want to be a long-term success. And the more shows that we get here that people like and it fits the way we do things, you know, we don't have a lot of violence. We don't have a lot of cussing. We don't have a lot of swearing. I mean, you know, we're a nice group. And it shows. We cut the bull and we serve the truth. That's the motto of the whole shebang here. Okay? So, you know, join us. Every night, you know, you can have something different on, but join Trim Radio Network. And if you can't get a live show, watch the archives because they're there. Okay? Also, check out Victoria Smith. She's the Chief Marketing Officer, responsible for all marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. Yeah. And I've talked to her many times. And if we're not shooting text messages, we might be talking to each other on the phone. And it's the same way with both Michael and Rascala. And the one thing that gets me is that Michael Bejas is in South Carolina. And Rascala is up around Lake Erie, up around the Cleveland area. I'm here in Western Ohio, north of Dayton, Ohio. And Victoria Smith is down in the great state of Tennessee. Yep, the volunteer state. And so, you know, here we are. We're all over basically the eastern United States. And we're talking and chatting and doing our shows and having a great time doing it, too. So, you know, check out the Trim Radio Network. If you want to spend some money, hey, buy the merch, buy the merchandise. And, you know, Michael always talks about buy the merch. Well, here they say collectibles. Well, they are collectibles. And here we go. Those boxes are going to pop up eventually. Come on. There we go. And buy the merch. We've got t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got money and change t-shirts. We've got mugs. We've got polo shirts, other mugs, all kinds of stuff, okay? So you want to check out the merchandise. And what happens when you buy the merchandise? The money that we get from selling the merchandise goes into buying airtime, and airtime ain't cheap. It's not. And so we have to pay server time and everything else. And so every penny that we get goes into that, and we don't get paid. None of us get paid for our shows. We love to do them. And that's just the way it is. So, you know, and if you want to donate or buy the merchandise, that is fantastic. Just, you know, buy the merchandise or contact us and donate. If you want to do ads, that's fine. Okay, we'll gladly take ad money, but it pays for the airtime. And like I said, airtime ain't cheap. Anyhow, guys, so much on the Trim Radio Network. And, you know, if you really want to watch things, all you have to do is check your channels, live stream. We've got the vault, we've got events, we've got the schedule, we've got community. Oh, and we've got shows. And let's go over the shows very quickly. And I'm probably going to get those squares again. There we go. And here we go. Money and Change every Sunday, 7 p.m. Okay, if you want to save some money, know what's going on in the world of finance, you say, oh, that's boring. No, we talk about maybe inflation, how to save some money, and the channel that I have for Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook. You have to check that out. A lot of important information there. Life Walk with Christ God, that's with Michael Bejas. Check him out every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We've got My World at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. And we have Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer podcast every Thursday. It'll be the next day in the vault. It seems like we're sending them to jail when we say next day in the vault. Oh, well, guys, we have Offsides College Football Top 25, and probably Michael Bejas is going crazy over Ohio State beating Texas. Oh, well, he watched it. I didn't get a chance to. I was busy doing other things. I followed the score, and it was a very close score, and it was a good game from what I heard. Now we have, that is on Thursdays, 7 p.m., Positude Podcast, every Friday at 8 p.m. And again, we send it to jail. I mean, we put it in the vault. And then we have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend, and that is going to be Saturday at 1 p.m. And then Ranch It Up with Digger and Beck is at 1:30 on Saturdays. And so if you want to do a show, hey, it's easy to do because we've got some more spaces to fill in here. And we have Red Pill Reality Show. I can't forget that, where Scala Stefan has that. I want to tell you something. It's a good show. It's a three-hour show. And he has some guests on, and he talks about all different kinds of subjects. And I always, let's put it this way. Rascala says you can either take the red pill or the blue pill. And I keep wanting the green pill, but he never comes up with the green pill. Maybe he has to have blue and yellow. Maybe he has to come up with a yellow pill or the blue pill and give me a green pill. I don't know. But anyhow, check his show out. It's a good one, okay? But we've got room for more shows. And I want to tell you something. You have to get in here and pitch your own show. You really do. And you can have fun doing it too. If I can press the buttons, you can press the buttons too. If the mouse isn't working, like last week, I had to have an extra battery on hand because for some reason it just decided to die on me. I don't like dead mice. Oh, well. Anyhow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, we've got our Facebook page, and you notice he's sitting there eating popcorn, chilling out. Well, that's what you ought to be doing, too, because tonight is kind of a laid-back night. You know, we can talk about anything we want to talk about. And, you know, if you want to get in our chat room, you can get in the chat room, and you could send me chats and so forth. And eventually we'll get some live talk shows going on. But just check us out, okay? Also on that Facebook page, which is the facebook.com/groups, and then you just go ahead and put in my world. It'll pop up. But you'll see things like this. And our YouTube, if you click on this, it'll take you to the YouTube show that we did. And you can also eat your popcorn, like Jon Stewart. But we also put up other things. And this is Colby from The Max on YouTube. Very smart person. Very smart. Very nice guy. I haven't met him yet. But I'll tell you what, he makes a lot of sense and presents a lot of information. So you want to check him out. And I put a couple of his things up there, and more popcorn and more videos. Okay. Oh, there he is again. I must like Jon Stewart for some reason. I mean, it's time to sit back and relax. And hopefully you're doing that, okay, while you listen to me blurb, right? Anyhow, we've got that. Big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And if you need a presentation pen for a customer or a good buddy or to promote your business, contact Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. And Phil will take care of you. He does an excellent job, and his Second Amendment pens are fantastic. So you want to check that out. Don't forget about Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And then we have also got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They were on this week. They're on YouTube. Also, the Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. And they were talking about Labor Day and some of the things they did with their grandkids. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He talks about boots on the ground and the economy. So you want to check him out. He's also in South Carolina. I mean, he's so close to North Carolina, he could probably spit over the mountain and hit North Carolina. Patriot Nurse is there, Rachel, and she has a lot of good shows. You want to check her out on YouTube. Also, we have the prepper princess, Amber Stork, and I posted her videos over on the Money and Change page. She's a self-made millionaire, so I want to tell you something. She has some really good things to consider. I think last week she was talking about Social Security and what's going to happen with that. So check her out. She's a really nice person, too. LDS Prepper, David Gilmore, over 700 YouTube videos on all different types of subjects. And I want to tell you something. Dave got me hooked on GMRS radios. Yeah, GMRS radios. This is it's hard to pronounce Chinese, I guess. Ocean, W-O-U-X-U-N, 935G plus. With a Nagoya 771G antenna, I can talk 35 miles based on my location to Dayton, Ohio, to a repeater and get out 90 miles or more based on the atmosphere and stuff. The repeater in Dayton is on a 900-foot tower. Yeah, it's way up there. It's up in the nosebleed section, if you know what I mean. But you can get a license for $35. It covers your whole family, and it's good for 10 years. I mean, I've had a couple license renewals because I've had different radios over the years, but these Ocean radios are really good radios, and they're not the bubble packs that you get at Walmart, better known as Wally World around here, or Costco. You know, I get them from Better Safe Radios, one of them. Buy Two-Way Radios is another. They specialize in a lot of different type of ham radios, GMRS radios, and so forth. It's a good deal because if there's an emergency and the power goes out and these things are charged, guess what? You can get out and talk to people in your immediate group, whether or not it's your family or other groups around your town, your county, or your area. Communication is vital in an emergency, okay? I talk a lot about prepping too, but tonight's not a prep night, okay? But it is for radios. Always consider the GMRS radios, because they're a lot better than those bubble packs that you get other places, okay? Wow, what else do we have? Well, I talked about the Max, and he's got a lot of shows on YouTube, and he's really good. And some of the stuff he talks about, you would swear that some of the stuff that I talk about, I might be getting my stuff from him, but I talked before him. So he must be getting some of the stuff that I'm getting, or we're thinking alike, and that's probably a good thing. So anyhow, guys, what do I call that? It's not a commercial. It's just talking about friends. I don't get paid by those guys. I've met some of them, corresponded with some of them, and they're just good people. And if they weren't good people and they didn't have good YouTube shows, I wouldn't recommend them. Oh, what's going on? Oh, yeah. I just found some stuff today you need to know about. Experts warn deadly disease returns with a spike in number of cases. 1 in 5 people die sometimes within a day or two of becoming ill. Yeah, this was on Yahoo. And I wondered about that. I saw it and I thought, I better tell some people on the air about this because, hey, if 1 in 5 are dying from it, I don't know whether I'm 1 out of 5 or I'm number 4 out of 5. I mean, I don't know. I guess when your time's up, it's up. You know, Beulah comes down out of the sky and she goes, your time is up. Well, I don't want to hear that. Anyhow, this came up, a bacterial infection once considered rare, with frighteningly high mortality rate is surging, and experts warned that rising temperatures and warming seas are the culprit. Vibrio vulnificus is an opportunistic bacterial pathogen, big words, that proliferates in warm waters with a low salt content, according to the Journal of Nature. That article was published in March of 2023, and it indicated that one type of Vibrio vulnificus, I'll get that right, infection was infrequent, but mortality rate was high. And It basically causes an illness called Vibriosis thrives near coastlines. In particular, the bacteria become plentiful in brackish seas and rivers where freshwater bodies merge with salt water. Well, we don't have that in Ohio, and I don't think we have that up in the Cleveland area. So naturally, Riscala doesn't have to put up with that. But Michael, on the other hand, he's got to watch out for that stuff. And the infection typically occur within one of two ways: through the consumption of raw or undercooked shellfish, or when warm, low salinity water enters an open wound. Yeah, so always wash off, after you've been in the water. Sounds weird. Wash up after you've been in the water, but after you've been in the creek, after you've been in the river, when you're close to salt water and stuff, you really need to wash up anyhow. Okay, that's why they have showers at the beach, the public beaches in Florida. They always have these pool chain showers so you can get the sand off of you. Yeah, so hey, you need to do that. So you can check on this if this is at Yahoo, and I may be able to post a link after the show, okay? So you want to check out our webpage. A common heart drug taken by millions may often be useless or even risky. Yeah, this article popped up and I'm thinking, oh man, if the doctor says, oh, take this, you need this pill and this pill and this pill and this counteracts this pill, and you need this to counteract everybody else. Are they pushing pills? What do they want for the outcome? Millions of people worldwide take beta blockers to reduce the risk of cardiovascular problems, especially after a heart attack. But two new studies suggest that for many patients, these drugs may no longer be helpful, and in some cases, they could be harmful. So, anytime a doctor says, oh, you need to take these drugs, okay, doc, what are the side effects from these drugs? What is the long-term use of these drugs? What's the result going to be? You have to ask a lot of questions. I had a friend of mine that had to go in to see a doctor about something. He says, well, I'm bringing my wife. And the doctor said, well, what's she doing here? And he says, well, she's my wife. She has a right to know what's going on. And this was a conversation today at lunch. And I said, okay, the conversation is interesting, but what's the deal here? His wife was a nurse, so she knows if the doctor is giving a line of, how do we call it? Bovine scatology? A lot of BS, you know what I mean? So always ask questions. Just don't say, well, I'm the genius doctor, I know everything, and you don't. Well, talk to me, teach me, okay? Always ask about your drugs. Are they harmful? Can they be harmful over long term? What can I mix them with? All that kind of stuff. So that's there. So I can post that on the web. I might put this on money and change, because I may want to talk about it again next week, or actually Sunday night. The main thing tonight, I wanted to talk about somebody I knew. And the guy that I knew was somebody by the name of Gary Burbank. Now, people around the Midwest that listened to WLW knew Gary Burbank at about, I think he was on at 2 o'clock, 2 to 6, I believe, on WLW radio. And he was something else. He was something else because he did stuff that people listen to him and they go, what the heck is that going? Who thought of that? And it was funny. And people listened to him. I couldn't listen to him in the office when I worked in Cincinnati because I had to work, right? But when 4 o'clock came around and I was in the car driving home on I-75, going up to Mason, Montgomery, in that area, north of Cincinnati, I'd listen to him. And he was a hoot to listen to. And he started broadcasting a long, long time ago. And I listened to him even when I was in college. And I would get a break at 10 o'clock. I would get back to the dorm. I knew I had to go to class at 11, so I listened to Burbank for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. And it lightened up my day. It made my day. It really did. And so I would listen to him on CKLW, and this was in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. And he had a funny show up there, and a lot of people listened to him in Detroit, Windsor, Cleveland. I had to listen to him out of WOWO in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That was the closest one I could get. But I'll tell you what, he was funny. He really was. And one time he pulled a stunt. And reportedly he was doing his show, and it was a drive time show, and he said there were accidents on I-75. He told everybody to get off of I-75 and get on the side streets to get to work. People listened to him. Well, there were a lot of complaints that there were traffic jams everywhere in downtown Detroit in the area. And the mayor of Detroit called the mayor of Windsor, and the mayor of Windsor ended up calling the station at CKLW. Next thing you know, Gary Burbank was gone. He was fired. They had backups everywhere. I mean, it told you how many people listened to Burbank. And he was that type of a person. He really was. And I've met him a couple of times, and he was funny. And I recognized the voice every time. And I go to his restaurant, and some nights he would be handing out, you know, menus and taking you to your seat. And I'd hear this voice. I'd say, "You look familiar." "Well, I do." And next thing you know, "You're Gary Burbank." "How'd you know?" And it was interesting. You know, I got to talk with him a little bit. I knew his music director from college. Jim Probosco and I were in the band at OU, and we knew each other. And Jim later on, through Gary Burbank, I asked him, I said, "Hey, who's your music director?" He said, "Jim Probosco." I said, "I went to school with Jim." He said, "Oh." He said, "Give me your email address. I'll send it to Jim, and if he wants to talk to you, he'll do it." And next thing you know, Jim and I were sending emails back and forth about Gary Burbank. And it was interesting. So anyhow, that's some of the people I knew in Cincinnati. It was interesting. Okay, I could write a book about it, and I don't think I will. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Anyhow, what was Burbank like? Well, Gary Burbank, and I want to see if I've got his picture, because you might have to see him. Oh, let's see here. I got to see if I can do this. Visual effects. Okay. I guess this is a visual effect. Here's Gary's. It may not be able to go. Well, anyhow, I'll put that in his tribute. Oh, no. He's behind. He's hiding. He's hiding behind me. Oh, no. Let's see if I can do this. Come on. Let's see what I can do. Maybe if I turn myself off. There, he won't show up. Okay, nice guy. I'll post his picture later on. And we'll do it that way. I thought I can do that. Well, anyhow, Burbank was something else. And when I looked at some of the bios and stuff for Burbank, I was finding all kinds of different things. And, you know, take a look at Wikipedia. I never knew Burbank's last name was Purser. His name was Billy Purser, and he was born July 29th, 1941. And he was known professionally as Gary Burbank. And Gary Burbank was a American radio personality, and he was heard daily on WLW in Cincinnati from June 15th, 1981 to December 21st, 2007, and nationally as the voice of his fictional character Earl Pitts. Earl Pitts, American. And Burbank was born in Memphis, Tennessee. In 1941, he began his radio career as Bill Williams at KLPL in Lake Providence, Louisiana, then adopted the name Johnny Apollo when he worked at KUZN in West Monroe, Louisiana, and that was followed by stints at his hometown at WMPS in the mid-1960s and 67. In early 1968 at WWUN in Jackson, Mississippi. In 1968, he moved to Louisville, Kentucky, where he became an instant hit on WAKY, Wacky Radio. It was at Wacky that Billy Purser officially became Gary Burbank, and a name taken from the radio and television legend Gary Owens, who, as a regular on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, would announce that he was broadcasting from the beautiful downtown Burbank. Well, Burbank left Wacky, W-A-K-Y, in 1973 during his final program, and there was an elaborate prank in which he pretended to be fatally shot by a disgruntled listener. And at that point, he moved to New Orleans for a brief stint as program director at WNOE. And from there, he went on to CKLW in Detroit, Windsor in the mid-70s, where he then went back to Louisville, after he got kicked out of Windsor, for a successful lengthy afternoon gig on WHAS-AM. And Burbank left Louisville again for a brief spell in Tampa, Florida at WDAE, but moved to Ohio Valley area in 1981 when he signed with WLW, originally doing morning drive time, but later moving to afternoons. And it was there that he enjoyed his greatest success. And he had different characters. I mean, where he came up with this stuff. You know, he did a book, The Voices in My Head, and I have an autographed copy of it. And it's an interesting book, trust me. Where do you get these voices? Earl Pitts, American. Full-blooded redneck. Gilbert Gnarly, a senior citizen. Howlin' Blind, Muddy Slim, your 60-minute Jelly Belly Toe Jam Man. That one almost caused me to wreck on I-75, and if we have time, I'll tell you what happened on that one. There's Eunice and Bernice. The Right Reverend Deuteronomy Skaggs. Turn your pockets inside out. Let that money all fall out. We want a silent offering. Get them bills. And then he had, let's see here, Ranger Bob is a children's show host, Joe DeBoss, and Riley Girt with a senseless survey. I pulled that stunt on somebody one time. The Synonymous Bengals. Then he had Dan Buckles, the news. Portia Lynn Commode. How'd he come up with Portia Lynn Commode? Like porcelain commode? And Bass Ackwards and Thelma Hooch. Ma Hirishi and Bruiser LaRue and Big Fat. I mean, where did he come up with these names? Wow. And that's just according to Wikipedia. Okay. But here's Gary Burbank. You gotta listen to this one. This is when he was up at CKLW.
Dolly Little, you can use it to clean your windshield on your car. So, Flock, don't sit in the pain when it can wash down the drain. That's right. Now you can know the roots of your problem. Big them greens from that gene. Chiefly, friend, chiefly. $1.17 for the first guy. The can of the bitter of a rock and roll. What you do in your lifetime matters in your end. Like I thought you'd just say a minute, Gary.
Thank you, Reverend. 636.
Please, could you help me?
Sir, this is a public library.
I'm sorry. Could you direct me to the dirty books department?
I beg your pardon.
I suppose that does deserve some sort of explanation, doesn't it? You see, I sell asterisks.
Oh, those little cringing stars that refer you to the fine print below.
Right. A lot of muffler shops use them to refer to the installation charges buried in their muffler guarantees.
Uh-huh.
But I got stuck with a Tuffy muffler account, and Tuffy's never had an installation charge in their muffler guarantee. So, they've never needed any asterisks.
Well, of course, everybody knows that it's tough. You pay once, you never pay again.
Right. Anyway, I just remembered that asterisks are used in place of certain words in certain books, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe...
I'm sorry, you're too late.
You mean some asterisk salesman beat me to it?
No, it's just that they use the real words today.
Oh, darn.
Oh, turn. There are 15 Tuffy mufflers. No, there's more mufflers in there. There's Tuffy dealers in the Detroit area. So there's one in your neighborhood. See the yellow pages for the one nearest yours.
Harmony House opens a third store this Friday on Mack Avenue between 7 and 8 Mile and Grosse Pointe Woods. Nigel, the Big A Gorilla, will make surprise appearances at...
Now, that's how he sounded. And this is a CKLW. Now, he had an instance where you would hear this wind whistling on top of this mountaintop, and he says, I need inspiration today. I have to go talk to the Groovy Guru. And you'd hear him climbing, and this wind was whistling, you know, and he'd be making the sounds. And he'd yell, and there'd be an echo, oh, Groovy Guru, what's the word for the day? And then all of a sudden, there would be this echo, and it came out, don't eat the yellow snow. Well, back then in radio, I don't know if you could get by with that, but he did. And I want to tell you something. He was a character. He really was. And he did all kinds of things. And in his book, it tells, you know, he just pulls these characters up out of the air. He imagines different people, and he puts this together. And during his younger years, yeah, he did look like a shaggy dog like he did there. But Gary was a hoot. He really was. Oh, speaking of a hoot, you thought I'd never get this in there. Check out the University of Findlay at www.findley.edu. You can apply for next year's classes because this year's classes have started. And you can check them out. 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio. And we have 3,200 plus students, around 4,000 students. They're from 32 states and 51 countries. And I'll tell you what, I got to meet a lot of people from different countries. I had people from South America, Kenya, Ghana. We had Italy and a few others. And those are just the ones I was associated with. And my two best friends were from Kenya. And they lived in our dorm, and we got along really, really well. But, you know, it's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, best Midwestern colleges in 2025, and the best colleges in America in 2024. Check them out. University of Findlay at www.findley.edu. And Dr. Kathy Fell is the president, and she's done a fantastic job along with the really good faculty and facilities. Back to Gary Burbank. Watch this one.
And now, for news and views of the right wing, here's BBC commentator Peeps American.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I won't lick a live battery terminal. Then nobody dumb decided to stop in for some chow on the way to the Big Gun and Night Show. So we walk in one of them yuppie butt delis, and the waitress asks us what we want to eat. We said, well, they'll blow this sandwich in. Well, she asked, what kind of bread you want on it? I said, what kind of bread you got? She said, we got rye, dark rye, German rye with curry, whey seeds, pumpernickel, crescent roll, sourdough bread, something called Peter bread.
Peter bread?
I mean, who on earth going to blow this sandwich on something called Peter bread? I said, ain't you got no Wonder Bread? You can't make a real man sandwich unless you got Wonder Bread. Ready? It's supposed to look like some sissified French fudge. Real bread looks like drywall with crust. Drink up, a Murray cup. If one of bread was good enough to mail me a strong beer gut 12 ways, it's good enough to mail me a bologna sandwich and some yippie nippy. This country was built on white bread, and don't you forget it. I'm Earl Pitts American. Pitts on.
Well, I had this dream, and it's a dream about a car. Oh, no, it's a red car, and I'm driving through Norwood. Oh, no, wait, it's a yellow car, and I think it's Newport. Yeah, I'm driving through Newport, but I'm driving with my dog, Crepso. Well, Crepso is driving. This is nice. Hey, why, Crepso? I'm driving with my lovely wife, Iona. No, it's Crepso.
Gnarly Motors, built for the confused race.
Burbank.
It's here, your old pal Ranger Bob, bought to you by Mush. Oh, well, I guess it's time for the old Ranger Bob show. How you doing there, Sidewinder? Hey, what? We'll have our craft lesson today. Did y'all bring from home what Ranger Bob told you to last week?
Yeah!
How is everything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the little TV church of the white wing of gospel truth is on the air. Oh, let's open today with a reading from the book of Abinominis. It's not your Old Testament, not your New Testament, but your present testament writ by me. Now, this is one of my favorite passages, Abinominis 3:16. And it goeth on us to say, yea, verily, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for I am packing a rod. Even the power, though, of the 357 Magnum cannot put us out of our misery today, flock. And I come today to ease that burden. I'm talking about that biblical relic, the mystery of the ages, the Shroud of Turin. Amen. Yay, flock. But there are skeptics in this world. Heathen, miserable, wretched skeptics. And what do they say? They say the Shroud of Turin is a forgery. Yea, a hoax, a sham, as phony as Jessica Hahn's invented. I can't believe it myself. No, I wanted to see this with mine own eyes. So I called and requested the Shroud. And I took the Shroud with my own hands, these hands, and I looked at it with my own eyes, these eyes, and I thought, biblical bamboozle. And at that moment, I knew there was only one thing I could do. That's right, effective today. We're marking down everlasting peace in our Shroud of Turin linen sail. Oh, that's right. Queen, full, queen, king, the Shroud of Turin linen sail. They may not be authentic, but they are machine washable. Oh, yes, the Shroud of Turin proved to be a proper hoax, a forgery, a forgery, a forgery, carbon dating tested fail. This big sale, Tesla taken and critics scoffed. But they are still 50% off. And I'll see you all during my personal appearance at the Reverend Skag Antiquity Clearance. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Don't worry, flock. When the Shroud of Turin linens have gone, we'll be getting in a shipment of Shroud of Elvis linen, authenticated by the Frankenstein. Oh, don't make me holler. Don't make me shout. Turn them pockets inside out. Say in, flock. Close enough.
And he did that on, believe it or not, on WCPO. And he did that for a short amount of time. And he was a character. He really was. Let's see what else we've got for you. Gilbert Gnarly calls the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. You got to listen to this. Now, Gilbert's kind of a problem. Just listen.
Okay. Yes, hello. My name is Gilbert Gnarly, G-M-A-R-L-E-Y. And I'm calling. I need someone to help me settle some kind of a theological bet here.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
Ferraro, may I help you?
My name is Gilbert Gnarly, G-M-A-R-L-E-Y. I'm calling from the St. Piers Adora Golden Buckeye community of the Ohio State home for the not quite all there. This fellow here at Milan Flats, he lives in the home with us here. He's very argumentative. Anyway, we had a very lovely dinner last night, a crowd of waiters, leftovers. Now, these were leftovers from our noon meal. Well, I'm saying grace, and he suddenly says, I mean, right in the middle of it too, Father. He says, I don't have to say grace because this is food that we had already blessed at lunch, and it didn't have to be re-blessed at dinner. Now, I do not take that position. We have a $100 bet that's going to be a donation too, by the way. One of us has to make that donation if the other one is right.
Okay, let me respond very simply and succinctly.
I was hoping you'd be very lengthy and dissertative. But what the hey?
That there is no law that states that one has to pray at meals or bless food at meals.
I'm going to lose. Father, I'm going to lose.
Let me finish. It is, of course, our Christian custom to do so.
Oh.
Without a law, it's obviously our heritage and our custom to do so. And so at the meals, we bless really not just the food, but we bless really the gathering of the people we gather. We bless those who gather for meals. So bless us, O Lord, and these your gifts.
That's true. You do that.
So,
yeah. Here's another one with Gilbert. Kentucky jelly. He did that. He called different people, disguising his voice as Gilbert Gnarly. And he called the White House one time. He called the governor's office one time. I mean, he did a lot of crazy things. And we thought they were being done in-house in WLW, but it was actually they were calling different people. And he says, I want to talk to the Secretary of State. And the lady says, well, I'm his secretary. No, he says, I want to talk to the Secretary of State. Well, I'm his secretary. And he would lead people on and do things. Some of his characters, they were nuts. But listen to this one.
Marketing.
Yes, my name is Gilbert Gnarly, G-M-A-R-L-E-Y. And I want you to know that you've got a happy consumer on the line.
Okay, who would you like to speak with, sir?
Anyone in the Consumer Affairs Department. And I want to just tell someone how much I enjoy your Kentucky jelly.
The what kind of jelly?
Your jelly.
KY jelly?
Yeah, it's the best stuff. And I like the way it comes in a tube, you know, it's very convenient.
Okay.
I mean, other brands like Smucker's, they come in jars. And I think if you...
I think you got the wrong company.
If you do any commercials, I'd like to do a personal testimony for you. I even wrote a poem. Can I do my poem for you?
But, sir, I think you got the wrong company.
It is gritty. Apricots are too smelly.
Hello?
I just love my Kentucky jelly.
But we don't make that brand, sir.
Let me just say one thing, though. I'd only say one thing.
We don't make that type of jelly.
Uh-huh. I do have one... comment to make. The taste is a bit neutral, but it has nice texture and it spreads well on toast.
Wait a minute, we don't make that type of jelly.
It said it's Kentucky jelly. It says on the tube, KY jelly.
Yeah, but that's not.
I think you should print calories and fat content. And
can you hold on for 1 second?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Now, I wish they put the bag of these on here, too.
Hello, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
The person you need to talk to is, she's not around at the moment. Can I just take a message?
Oh, certainly, yes. I just want to tell her I'd like to be in your next commercial.
But I think you're getting us confused.
I am? Well, you know what I need. You know what I need. Do you have any little recipe booklets you could send out?
Okay, hold on for 1 second. I'm going to transfer you to someone, okay?
Thank you. Yes, I can barely hear you there.
I can barely hear you. Okay,
Is that better?
This is better, yes.
Oh, good. Now, I talked to that other very nice lady who switched me to you. Do you have any recipes?
Any what?
Any recipes.
No.
Now, you don't have any recipes.
No, it's not meant for cooking.
Well, I don't cook it. I just like to put it on a sandwich. But I want to tell you that the serving size I have, I mean, I can go through half a tube in one sandwich. Do you have any recipes or suggested?
No, sir, it's not meant to be eaten.
Could you repeat that?
It's not meant to be eaten.
Well, pray tell, what would one do with jelly if not eat it?
The KY jelly is a personal lubricant.
A personal lubricant? Oh, you mean when you have to... when you have to stick your little diggy wag into that hole at the blood pressure machine at the mall. Yeah, I have to spread the little Vaseline on my little finger to get it in. Your finger's too fat.
And Burbank goes on and on and on. You get his sense of humor. And where he gets it, I don't know. But here's Earl Pitts to finish out the show.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I just want to lick the creamy looking white crud off a corroded battery terminal. Went down to Duck Inn last night. The beer was flowing and the talk was getting a little loud. You know when you get your bunch of boys together in the bar, you know what talk's going to turn into, too, don't you? Bunch of guys drinking in a bar? The Bible. We come up with a rock-solid fact of the Bible most people don't even know. Get this. God is a redneck. Now, I ain't worried about getting swallowed up by hail or struck by lightning saying that, neither, because to my way of thinking, being a redneck is the greatest compliment you could give somebody, even the all-know supreme somebody. But now hear me out. God invented Adam. Where'd he put him? In a beachfront condo? Nope. Some yuppie-ville East Side Central Park apartment? Nope. God put Adam in the woods. God invented camping. And then God wants to destroy the world. He tells Noah to save himself. Does he tell Noah to build some yuppie four-wheel drive sport utility vehicle? Nope. Big old airplane? Nope. Noah builds a giant houseboat. God invented houseboating. And then God sends his only known son down to earth to straighten things out. Now, does God make his son a middle management guy? Nope. A software developer? Nope. Business consultant? Nope. A stock market analyst? Sure, right. God made his son a carpenter, a union guy. And who's he hang out with? Bunch of fishermen. And how about all them Jewish people out there in the desert with Moses? God fed them people every day by a miracle. Bible says, crispy flakes of flour was on the ground when they woke up. Sound like nachos to me. And where there's nachos, beer couldn't be too far away. Wake up, America! One last thing. You hear thunder and lightning? People ain't saying that's the Almighty and the angel up there shooting golf or playing racquetball. It's God and the angels bowling. I'll rest my case. I'm Earl Pitts. Bible scholar, American.
Mitchell.
And Gary passed away basically 4 to 5 days ago. And he was down in Florida at the time when he passed. And I'll tell you what, this guy was a gem, and he's going to be missed in Cincinnati. And I had the honor to meet him a couple of times. I had the honor of knowing his music director at WLW. I also knew a guy by the name of William Boshears, better known as Bill Boshears. And Bill was on WLW late night. And got to know Bill quite well for several years. And it's amazing who you run into, whether or not you're in the broadcasting business or in Cincinnati, and you get to meet different people. And it's interesting. And some of the stuff that went on in Cincinnati when I worked there, like I said, I could probably write a book about, because you basically knew the sheriff, you knew a lot of the officials, who later became governor or the treasurer of state, and a lot of people at the University of Cincinnati, a lot of people in the federal government, as well as in the state government. It was an interesting time in Cincinnati. And in the building where I worked, on the 9th floor of the Enquirer building, we had people all the time coming into the building through the lobby. And you would see members of the Reds baseball team, or on occasion, some of the Bengals, or you'd be walking around downtown and you would see Bob Braun, who was a local radio show and TV show host on the WLW Ruth Lyons Club, or the 50-50 Club, and his son Rob, who I believe worked for WCPO. Or you would find a guy by the name of Barry, and he was doing different types of shows. And I think he did the weather at WOW from time to time. You get to meet a lot of different people. And it was a neat atmosphere. And now Cincinnati's got their own little troubles. And that's tough to take, because Cincinnati, back in the 70s and 80s, even the 90s, it was a hopping place. It really was. So, you know, you listen to guys like Gary Burbank, and it just, oh man, he makes your day. And one day he did a guy that was Muddy Slim, and he was taking up spiders off the desks and off the tables at a bar. He was working late night cleaning up. And he said to Burbank, he says, "Well, you know what I call these spiders?" He says, "No." He says, "Well, I was taking spiders." And he says, "I was mixing Morgan rum with Smirnoff gin and bitters. And then I found some chewing tobacco." He says, "I put it in a bottle, shook it up. Oh, man." And everybody in the audience in the studio room, they went, "Oh, God." And he said, "You know what I called it?" He says, "No, bit off more than I can chew. And with that, I almost wrecked the car on 75. Wow. And during rush hour, too. What a time. Anyhow, guys, that's all I've got this week. Burbank is something else. And go ahead and get him on the web. Check him out. Because he's funny, and we're all going to miss him. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. Have a great week. We will see you Sunday on Money and Change Live. So get ready to save some money. See ya.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.